She spoke and called her fair-haired waiting women. "My women, stay. Why do you run because you saw a man? You surely do not think him evil-minded? The man is not alive and never will be born, who can come and offer harm to the Phaeacian land, for we are very dear to the immortals. And then we live aloof, far on the surging sea. No other tribe of men has dealings with us. But this poor man is here through having lost his way, and we should give him aid. For in the charge of Zeus all strangers and beggars stand, and a small gift is welcome. Then give, my women, to the stranger food and drink, and bathe him in the river where there is shelter from the breeze." She spoke. The others stopped and called to one another, and down they brought Odysseus to the place of shelter, even as Nausicaa, daughter of proud Alcinous, had ordered. They placed a robe and tunic there for clothing. They gave him, in the golden flask, the liquid oil, and bade him bathe in the stream's currents. Then to the waiting women said royal Odysseus, "Women, stand here aside, while by myself I wash the salt off from my back, and with the oil anoint me. For it is long since ointment touched my skin. But before you I will not bathe, for I am ashamed to bear myself among you fair-haired maids." So he spoke. The women went away and told it to the maid. And now with water from the stream royal Odysseus washed his skin clean of the salt, which clung about his back and his broad shoulders, and wiped from his head the foam brought by the barren sea. And when he had thoroughly bathed and oiled himself, and had put on the clothing which the chaste maiden gave, Athena, daughter of Zeus, made him taller than before and stouter to behold, and she made the curling locks to fall around his head as on the hyacinth flower. As when a man lays gold on silver, some skillful man whom Hephaestus and Pallas Athena have trained in every art, and he fashions graceful work, so did she cast a grace upon his head and shoulders. He walked apart along the shore, and there sat down, beaming with grace and beauty. The maid observed, then to her fair-haired waiting women said, "Hearken, my white-armed women, while I speak. Not without purpose on the part of all the gods that hold Olympus is this man's meeting with the godlike Phaeacians. A while ago he really seemed to me ill-looking, but now he is like the gods who hold the open sky. Oh, might a man like this be called my husband, having his home here and content to stay? But give, my women, to the stranger food and drink."